Nine big investment banks are being sued over their role in the Enron debacle. They include J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup and Bank of America and others. The banks and two law firms today are being added to a list of defendants that already includes current and former Enron executives and the accounting firm Arthur Andersen. All are named in a multi-billion-dollar class action lawsuit filed last December by the University of California and other large Enron shareholders. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Lead plaintiff lawyer Bill Lirak is suing Enron on behalf of people who bought the company's stock between mid-October 1998 and the end of last November. Lirak says Enron's apparently profitable finances during that time were fraudulent, and Enron had a lot of helpers to carry out that fraud.
First of all, you need someone to help you falsify the financial statements. Secondly, you need someone like the banks to help you structure some of the illicit transactions and to provide the funding to keep the scheme going. Third, you need to have sophisticated law firms there to help you document the transactions to make them look legitimate, even though they are not legitimate.
Enron's outside law firm, Vinson & Elkins, is accused of preparing documents to set up off-books partnerships and transactions with those partnerships. Plaintiffs say both manipulated Enron's true financial condition. Another firm, Kirkland & Ellis, faces similar charges. Vinson & Elkins representatives have told Congress the law firm didn't control Enron's business decisions. Nine investment banks are named as defendants, including J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Merrill Lynch. Plaintiff lawyer Lirak says bankers from Credit Suisse First Boston would sit down with people from Enron, Arthur Andersen, and outside lawyers to hammer out ways to hide Enron's financial problems.
They would literally go into a room at Enron, put big sheets of white paper, pin it up onto the wall, and then spend days in there drawing circles and boxes and lines to create these fantastically complicated transactions, which were designed to evade the accounting rules, to create the illusion of independence and substance, but were nothing more than contrivances to produce profits for Enron and get debt off Enron's books.
The lawsuit alleges that some banks also set up sales of overvalued Enron assets and worked to disguise loans to the company as revenue, all of which plaintiffs say helped Enron executives hide debt and fooled the market into pushing the stock price up. The big challenge for plaintiffs will be to prove the banks were directly complicit. Securities law expert Don Langvoort says that could be difficult.
The Supreme Court said in the 1990s that somebody who simply assists a fraud isn't liable to the victim. You have to actually, in a visible, perhaps attributed way, speak the fraud. And unless the plaintiffs are able to tie the investment banks to actual misrepresentations, to the lies themselves, then the banks seem to have a defense.
Lirak says he has evidence bankers were directly involved, including some who allegedly personally profited from off-book partnerships. He says as investors, they had enough details about those partnerships to know Enron's true financial position was fragile. The amended complaint also accuses former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay of earning $180 million from insider trades, up from $100 million earlier alleged. Lay's spokesperson says he did no insider trading. Still, plaintiffs are going after that money and the bank's assets, hoping to compensate for as much as $30 billion in investor losses. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.